Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely fantastic to see so many people. Archaeology has never been more popular, but it always has been in Lewes. Wonderful to see so many. I'm not at all surprised, because what we're going to be hearing about today is something which is in the collective DNA of Lewes, to explore at the very frontiers of knowledge what is known and probably what we still have to know and have to find out about the Battle of Lewes itself. So this is a unique opportunity. And I'm actually very honoured to chair this conference. As Jane says, I have lived here for many years. And most recently, it's my privilege to chair English Heritage. We have a particular care for this town. It's one of our most special historic towns. It's beautiful. It's well kept, and English Heritage has played a small role in helping to bring the Priory back to life, which is absolutely splendid, as everyone knows, and also in Anne of Cleves House. And because we work at the frontiers of knowledge too, in all that we do, it's wonderful to be able to welcome such a distinguished group of speakers who are themselves pioneering with scalpel and pickaxe right at the frontiers of what is known about medieval England in so many different ways. And so I think by the end of today, what we will have is a panorama of knowledge of what is known, with each of our speakers contributing a bit to that landscape, pushing out some of the frontiers, both in political terms and historiography, and in geographical terms. It's a very good lineup of knowledge, and I'm very grateful to them. They will know that they are facing a most distinguished audience as well. And an audience will be full of questions. So I have to actually draw your attention to a few changes in the program. Because it's a very tight program, and because we need to hear what our speakers have to tell us, what the organisers decided to do was to not take questions this morning, but to allow for questions at the end of the day, which would cover the day's work, as it were. But to facilitate that, there is going to be a box on the registration desk where, if you are so minded, you could leave questions in writing so that we can pick them up at the end of the day. And hopefully actually marshal some groups of questions about the sorts of things that are of general interest. Questions this afternoon, of course, will be able to follow quite naturally. So I hope actually that means that we will all finish for coffee at 11:25, that we will finish for lunch at 1:10, and then the afternoon can take care of itself after that. I am pleased to say, you know, that the barons are still making trouble in Parliament. I think that's the parliamentary democracy is taking many different forms these days, and it's great to know that those barons, which I'm very privileged to be one, haven't given up in challenging the executive in any sense, and I hope actually this conference is going to help encourage us to do even more of that. Two more messages from the platform, as it were. For those, and there are lots of people, I'm delighted to say, for those who booked a place on the tour of the battlefield on Sunday morning, you will need to go to the Battlefields Trust stand, which is in the adjacent room, to confirm your place and to collect the details of where to meet. And, of course, as in every good conference, there is an evaluation sheet at the back of your delegate pack, along with some very, very useful extra notes for reading and bibliographies, which I'm very grateful for. If you can complete the evaluation form, then we will know what we've done right, and next time we do this, how we can improve on it. So that would be really helpful. Now, the only other thing I'm going to warn you about is the bell. I have equipped myself with a large primary school bell, which I will ring 5 minutes before You are supposed to come back and take your places after coffee and after lunch and so on. It's not quite as sophisticated as Glyndebourne, but I'm hoping that the bell will have the same effect and that we will all rush back and we can start on time as we need to do. Now, I'm going to introduce the first speaker. Delighted to say that it's Professor David Carpenter from King's College. And he has told me not to say any more than that, so that is all I'm going to say about him. Thank you very much, David.